We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're at the BB&T Center. Panthers hockey tonight. So this is the Alien Ant Farm version of Smooth Criminal. And I tweeted today about 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you think this version is better than Michael Jackson's version of Smooth Criminal, you're insane. Do you have the MJ version by any chance, Laro?
I do not.
I know Gino will agree with me. Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We've been talking about Kyler Murray, and really, I think everyone I told you on the morning sports television shows have been talking about Kyler Murray today and whether. Oh, here's the MJ version. This is so much better.
I call it the only version.
This is the only version.
But what happens if you listen to it first? Like, I listened to Alien Ant Farm's version before.
Well, I think that's what happens a lot with cover songs. Like, you know, Crowder's never heard Dolly Parton's.
Yeah.
I will always love you.
But I'm just saying, if you mess with a heavy girl, you know it's just it can be better.
Well, who are you referring to?
Just any, like if you mess with the bad side first, like if all you were around were big girls and you're like, wow, she's bigger than me, you would know that a more in shape individual might be a little more enjoyable to fondle with.
What's he saying, Laro?
I was hoping you would answer.
Y'all ain't got no game. Ask Gino. Gino got game.
I don't think that that's kind of your thing, too, with like when Trump yells out fake news. When you get caught in a corner, you just yell out, y'all ain't got no game.
When I'm referring to women in relationships, then
But we're not talking about women in relationships.
I was relating it to if you had some guy, if you was talking to garbage women and you never had a fine woman.
No. My point was, who you talking about garbage? Dolly Parton?
Yes, that's I didn't see the garbage side. All I saw was the fine one, so the
right.
Garbage
side. Right, well, that's where you're way off, because Dolly Parton. They just tributed her on the Grammys.
I don't give a damn.
Sunday. You don't
Whitney Houston's version?
You don't think... No. I'm talking about Dolly Parton as a performer. You don't think Dolly Parton is a good singer?
No.
You're calling her a garbage singer?
Yes.
Yeah, that's insane.
I think she made... we know why she's famous.
We almost...
We know why she's famous.
We almost can't even have this conversation with
Dolly you. Parton is a great singer.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
Have you heard a song from
her?
Yeah,
I saw some of that lame stuff she sung in the past.
Have you heard a song from her?
Yes, I've heard her sing.
And you think Dolly Parton is a garbage singer?
Yeah, I'm named after Carol Channing. I think Carol Channing is a garbage singer.
Well, Carol Channing sings like...
And Dolly Parton's one step below her.
No, I mean, that's insanity. Gino Toretta's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Can you school him, Gino?
I'm just trying to figure out. First off, I didn't know who Alien Ant Farm would knock off a Michael Jackson hit. The only Ant Farm I remember is getting those Ant Farm crappy birthday gifts. When
oh, that was the best. You could watch them create community.
Watch them grow in there. And I would say to Channing's point, first off, you're comparing any singer to probably a person with the greatest voice ever on this planet.
Dolly Parton?
Whitney Houston.
Oh.
Everybody's going to be not a very good singer compared to her, but Dolly Parton was a very good entertainer.
Yes, very good entertainer.
Very good. Not
and
great.
I happen
not
to
great.
Think Whitney Houston was overrated, to be quite honest.
What happened?
Yeah,
I don't even think... I'm not even in love with any of her. I don't love any of her songs. I'm not even lying. I've told you this before. I don't think Whitney Houston's that good.
Dolly Parton's better than Whitney.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
I'm going to knock you out your chair.
I'm telling you, Whitney Houston's overrated. Overrated.
That's what you sing at a concert.
Not anymore. Overrated.
I think Bobby Brown sung that at a
concert. Somebody texts in, settle down, Adrian Broner. Hey, Gino Toretta.
Yes,
and the thing with Alien Ant Farm, like, Falero's really, like, that was his version of Smooth Criminal growing up, so he never heard the Michael Jackson version. Michael Jackson, that one blows it away, right?
He's never had to go find a fax machine either. And you know what?
Never heard the word
fax machine.
I know.
You know what?
But that wasn't even, like, that wasn't what outraged me yesterday. Yesterday we learned that Falero's never heard the word facsimile before. And I think you use facsimile even when not talking about a fax machine.
I think you should have made up some term of what facsimile stood for, and he might have kind of run with that. And
oh, 100%.
Made an idiot of himself even more.
Yeah, I could have told him it was some sort of omelet, and the next restaurant he went to for breakfast, let me get a facsimile with spinach and feta. Hey, so let me ask you, Gino Toretta, you watch college football, you broadcast for Touchdown Radio, you were a Heisman Trophy winner. Kyler Murray, he's committed to football, and the Dolphins may have a chance of getting him at pick number 13 if he's still there. Do you think Kyler Murray will be a good NFL quarterback?
I think if you're going to make a pick like that, let's say it's the Dolphins, you're making a commitment to, one, a quarterback like that, more probably run-pass option, and you're making a commitment to that offense. And I would say if you're going to do that, you better look at personnel and make sure you have that type of personnel to be suited for him. Because let's be honest, if we put Kyler Murray out there with the Dolphins offense, is he the missing piece for their offense?
No.
Okay, so if you're going to make that jump, because it's a different – that would be different than, okay, you're putting, a guy maybe like Haskins or somebody like that that's more of a pocket guy. But the thing is, go back to, we're old enough to when people said Michael Vick wasn't going to be any good, and he had one of the best arms I've ever seen in college. It was one of the fastest guys, if not the fastest guy in the field, and they proved everybody wrong. So I think that, it's been – there's been other guys that do the same thing, and I think everybody doubting Kyler Murray. The only knock is his size. I mean, the kid's accurate. He's one of the fastest guys on the field. It seems like nobody takes him down. And, they're like, I would kind of look at the Super Bowl. Listen, you hit a quarterback in the mouth, they're all going to look average. And two guys that are, one of the greatest that ever played the game this Super Bowl got hit in the mouth a bunch of times, and he had one good drive. So it comes down to the other 10 guys around him. Are they going to be able to make the quarterback, excel at his position?
And, a lot down here we got when we were talking about it yesterday, a lot of people saying he's the next Pat White. And I don't know if you remember Pat White. Played in one of his first games. He wasn't very good, but he played in one of his first games. And Ike Taylor knocked him to sleep, Gino. I was on the team with him. I'm still cool with Pat. Pat said he snapped the ball, and the next thing he knows, he was on the turnpike, and he woke up in the ambulance. Do you worry about the size? They're saying 5'10", I'll go 5'9". They're saying 195, I'll go 190 on Kyler Murray. The durability factor, are you worried about that with Kyler?
I think with anybody sitting back there, you're a sitting duck. Any quarterback's a sitting duck back there. I think it's a matter of how quickly is he going to process decisions and make those decisions. That's why I mean – If you're going to have a guy like that, it's going to be more of an offense that he's familiar with that looks more collegial than an NFL, sitting I formation. But it seems like most of, the NFL and most of football is going that way. And all you're trying to do, I mean, no offense, Shane, all those offenses are trying to do with motions and formations and splits is where's the linebacker on our good athlete? Is that guy going to be on Gronkowski? Is he going to be on slot receiver like Edelman? And that's who we're going to go at. That's all they're doing in all those formations. And if you're going to do that, and you got a guy like Murray, I think he's durable. He's not the tallest guy in the world, but he's accurate as hell with the ball, and he's fast as all get out. It just seems to me he's almost like those old Weeble Wobbles we used to buy as kids. Like you can't get him to the ground. I mean, he's pretty damn good player, and he's fun to watch. I know that.
Hold on a second. I think you may have referenced something that only you and I know again, Gino. Falero, do you know what a Weeble is?
A what?
Do you know, Crowder, what a Weeble is?
Weeble wobbles will rock, but they don't fall down.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
There you go, yeah.
You never had a Weeble, Falero?
No, I still don't know what that is.
And another thing, too, Gino, you would have found me. If we played against each other, there's no way you would find a Crowder, right? You wouldn't have found me at linebacker. Never mind. You don't need to answer. The laugh said enough.
you know, you look at when Dennis Erickson came to Miami from Washington State, we went one back, no back. And everybody, you know what I mean? Nobody could adjust because they're leaving normal personnel on the field. And when, you know, we play at Nebraska in the championship game, Trev Alberts is an outside linebacker on Kevin Williams, who ran a 4.28. It wasn't hard for me to make a decision where I was going with the ball. You know, so to me, is if you're trying to do that and you've got a guy that's been damn good running that, okay, run that type of offense and get that kind of player. You know, it's just the one thing that concerns me, at least with Collins News making a jump to the NFL. And I watched probably 5 minutes of it. They had something on ESPN, like a college showcase of college players at the Pro Bowl or something. I don't know, maybe it was a Super Bowl. And, you know, guys showing how accurate they were with the ball or inaccurate with the ball. Well, when you sit there in shotgun and your feet aren't right and you're not preparing like, okay, here, this is, you know, where I'm going, and your feet don't match your decision, you watch these guys. I mean, these are supposedly the best college players in the game right now, and they couldn't hit, you know, stand-up tackling dummies 15 yards away from them. I'm like, man, what's going on there? You know, and so if I had a concern like that, you know, then I might not pick him. But, you know, his accuracy is, you know, is uncanny. I mean, you played against guys. You see Philip Rivers. You look at him, you're like, oh, man, we're going to tear him up. That arm's not very strong. He would drop dimes on dudes, and he's still doing it. And you're like, how did he throw that ball in that spot? And he does it.
Gino Toretta is with us, Heisman Trophy winner. You mentioned Dennis Erickson there in the answer. Did you watch any of the Alliance of American Football?
I watched a little bit of my man Spurrier, and then I watched a little bit of Coach E and New Heisel, like towards the end of that game. I was looking for Lamar on the sidelines, but yeah, I saw it. What'd you think? I thought, what's his name, one of the quarterbacks, a kid from Arizona State, Berkovich, got absolutely just launched into and just destroyed.
His head fell off.
I thought it was fun. I mean, you know what I mean? It was fun. It was entertaining. And, heck, we can still watch football, you know, and it's not going to be like, man, what the hell are we doing waiting for the draft or, you know, what guy looks good at his jockstrap in Indianapolis and who, you know, who lifted the most 225 pounds the most time, so we get to watch some real football.
And, you know, that hit, like, it wasn't blindside. It was right in his face. Like, as a quarterback, did you look at him and was like, big dog, you didn't see that man about to bust you in your face?
Well, let's just say this. Hey, yeah, he's still looking downfield wanting to make a throw, Channing. Listen, the worst hit, that's not even the worst hit I've ever seen. When I was with the Lions, I remember Mike Tomczak scrambled around the same way. And I think it was, what was his name? Tracy Rocker from OT from the Lions. He did the same thing and put his head in the sternum and literally bruised the sternum of Tomczak in a game. And that was the hardest hit I've ever seen. It's the same thing. I mean, I don't have a problem with the quarterback. He was looking downfield. Guy came on a late delayed blitz. You're not thinking delayed blitz, trust me, ever as a quarterback. And he just, you know, he got his bell rung.
Do you remember the worst hit that you ever took?
No question about it. San Jose State. My redshirt freshman year, I started against them. They blitzed 78 out of 82 plays that we ran.
Who was their coordinator? Crowder?
Well, first off, we had better personnel than they did because they were outmatched. But they're like, hell, we're just gonna blitz the quarterback. And a guy was coming free off the slot. And I knew that, so I was just trying to throw the ball over his head. Well, Chudzinski, our tight end, threw a no-hitter from the backside, and the guy came off the backside edge and hit me in the back of the head as I'm throwing the ball just to throw it over the guy in front of me, and then he hit me into the guy in front of me. That guy's helmet hit me in the forearm, and the helmet went under my chin, and literally I was straddling him when I landed on the back of my neck on the Orange Bowl turf. So, yes, I remember that. I remember that hit.
Did anyone get flagged?
No, hell no, nobody got flagged. I mean, we might have gotten flagged for indecent exposure because it was kind of a triple X, pose there at the end of it.
That is so great.
Conversation with the tight end that whiffed. Did you say something to him?
Man, he's in Boston. He made a lot of money being the head coach of the Cleveland Browns for for a year. But, yeah, they listen, Chudzinski and Joe Moore Coleman, my tight ends weren't known as blockers.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. We're up against a break. Just out of all the quarterbacks that are available, Dwayne Haskins, your guy, yeah?
I like that. I mean, size-wise, and you know, I wasn't concerned. At least the game I saw him, he was lights out accuracy-wise. You know, and Kyler Murray is just exciting. Kyler Murray will sell more tickets. You know, I think if your offensive talent you've got is more suited towards that offense, then maybe he's your guy first before Kyler Murray.
Thank you, Gino. Anytime you can come on and do a Weeble reference, I am in, man.
It's Weeble Wobbles. Don't say Weeble Wobbles, but they don't fall down.
Weeble Wobble. No, Weebles Wobble, but they don't fall down.
They were just called Weebles, though?
Yeah, Weebles. Weebles Wobble, but they don't fall down.
All right. I just know I always wanted one.
I'll look into it, Gino, because he'll lie. Hawk will lie.
I am positive. Positive. Thank you, Gino.
All right, see you guys.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. We are at the BB&T Center. There is Panthers hockey tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.